Hello, it's Angel. I am a really big advocate, a supporter, fan of. I don't know what else to say. I'm a big fan, a big believer in following your heart, in following my heart, in everything in life, in love, in career, in dreams. I want to live my life to the fullest, and so I try really hard when I really recognize there's something that I want out of life, that I try very hard to go after it with everything I can. So one day I won't look back and be like, I didn't give it my all. I didn't try my hardest. And you can't do that with everything. But sometimes we just have to recognize that it's not for us. But very rarely have I ever had to do that. I found this. It says, it's a quote by, or a phrase, a quote, yeah, quote. Sorry, it's late. I put off recording this till like the last minute tonight. Anyways, this is from Rumi. It says, let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. I like that. I like, that believing in yourself kind of thing, that you have this hope, you have this love in your heart for something, and you might as well go after it, right? There's also my parents just have random TV shows on when I go over and visit, and one night they had a TV show on. I think it was Mike and Molly, I don't remember completely, but it was really funny because the one character, she's sitting on the porch and she's got bigger breasts, and she said, I was not going to get the quote right, but she said something to the effect of, I lead with my heart, but it's in my chest, so my breasts get there first. About that. And I love that because that's exactly how I feel. But, you know, I do try every day. I don't succeed every day, certainly. But I do try really hard to do things with love. Does that make sense? I don't know. And to do the right thing, and And to do the things to get me closer to my hopes and dreams, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Anyways, the other quote, and I have no idea who this is from, but I love it. I love it so much. And it's, the heart has reasons that reason cannot understand. So again, you know, there's... You know, you have those people in your life, like I have a friend, and she's always just nitpicking at everything. Why is it like this? And why is it like this? And why is it like this? And I sit there listening to her over and over again, just ripping apart all these things and good things. Like when good things happen to her, she's like, why did that happen? And why? And I'm like, can't you just, you know. Or why does this person feel this way for her? Things like that. And I'm like, sweetie, just be happy. Just feel what you're feeling right now. It doesn't all have to have... You don't have to understand it all to enjoy it, I guess. I got a whole boatload of feelings I don't understand. And some days I don't even want to to think about them. And, you know, there's days where you have to, but, I found that me being positive keeps me the most focused on what's important, what's going to help me be successful, what's going to help me, you know, reach my goals in life. And so some of that negativity, those negative thoughts, it's not that I pretend that they're not there. Well, a little. But it's not that I don't realize they're there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I know they're there. I know the reality of things. But that doesn't mean I need to dwell on them. There's nothing I can do to solve them at this moment, so I might as well focus on the things I can change and the things that I am in control of. And even if there are some negative things that I can change, you know, it's like ripping off a band-aid. Just do it, get it over with, and move on if you can, if it's a situation that you can. But I've really found that the best way for me is to just stay focused on the good and the positive, and that's really the best way for me to get to where I want to be. I have a poem. I don't know if it really fits in, but I like it. It's from E.E. Cummings. And I love this poem. I love it a lot. And whenever I kind of get, I feel stuck where I am, this is a really, this is a nice reminder, I guess. And he says, "You are tired, I think, of the always puzzle of living and doing, and so am I. Come with me then, and we'll leave it far and far away. Only you and I understand. You have played, I think, broke the toys you were fondest of, and are a little tired now. Tired of the things that break, and just tired. So am I. But I will come with a dream in my eyes tonight, and knock with a rose at the hopeless gate of your heart. Open to me, for I will show you the places nobody knows, and if you like, the perfect places to sleep. Ah, come with me. I'll blow you that wonderful bubble, the moon, that floats forever and a day. I'll sing you the Janseth song of the probable stars. I will attempt the unstartled steps of dreams until I find the only flower which shall keep, I think, your little heart while the moon comes out of the sea." I love that. I love every word of it. I love the puzzles of life, let's go far, far away, the escape, the puzzle of life, just admitting that no one knows what they're really doing in life. Tired of the things that break, you know, when people let you down, when people hurt you. And then, "I will show you places no one knows." Nobody knows these places I want to show you. Because, you know, between two people, you know, you can create a whole world that no one else sees. No one else sees it because between the two of you, you have a connection. You have this chemistry that really, truly creates a whole other world that no one else is going to see. And I love reading that, and it just kind of makes me feel like maybe, you know, those moments where you feel alone, even though you're not alone. There's people around you. There's people that care about you. There's people that love you. You know, whatever your situation is. We all get those moments of, I'm not going to get this. You know, this hope, this dream, this goal that I have. You're ready to give up. You feel alone. You don't feel like you have any support. And I don't know why, but this poem makes me feel a little less alone in those hopes and dreams, I guess, if that makes sense. I don't know. I guess a lot of people will look at that or listen to me and think that I'm silly. Following your dreams, following your hopes, that's so Disney. You know, can I get any more Disney some days? But I do. But I am successful. But I am, you know, working on goals and things that I want out of life. And if you don't know what those things are, then how are you going to ever achieve them? I daydream all the time. I get caught up in thinking about the things I want. And not the things, not the material, like, I want this dress, sometimes I do like to shop. But I mean, I want these experiences out of life. I want to see how other people live. I want to go places that I've only seen pictures online from. I want to see things. I want to experience things. I want to feel things. Those are my hopes and dreams, most of all. And so, I have to follow my heart. And I feel like to live the most enriched, good life possible is by doing the things that for some reason conjure up emotion in me. So what conjures up emotion in you? What do you want? What do you hope for? It's important to know those things about yourself. Alright, everyone. I hope you're well. I hope you enjoyed listening. I always end these and I'm like, did I even say anything? So, I love your feedback. I hope you guys are all very well. And I will talk to you all very soon. Take care.